when ablation is called for. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib for short, is a cardiac arrhythmia which affects about 20% of the population, and the symptoms can be serious. Here's cardiologist Dr. James Freeman, director of the Yale Atrial Fibrillation Program.
For those people, we try and control the rhythm itself, and we can do that with medications, and then increasingly we'll use a procedure called ablation, using a catheter-based technology to either do some freezing or some burning on the inside of the heart to get rid of the electrical triggers that kick off the atrial fibrillation. It's often under general anesthesia in the United States, although some places will do it with sedation, similar to what you get during a colonoscopy.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.